This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Scores of Palestinians have been killed in Gaza and over 1,500 have been injured in retaliatory Israeli airstrikes as the death toll in Israel grows. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
In Gaza, a group of men hurry towards an ambulance as they carry the body of a Palestinian man killed by an Israeli airstrike. The high death toll in Gaza comes after Israeli airstrikes responded to an unprecedented Hamas attack on Israel. In the early morning, the Gaza-based militant group broke across the border into southern Israel as gun battles broke out in about 24 different areas within the country. The group also fired over 2,500 rockets into Israel. Several dozen Israelis have been killed and hundreds wounded, making it the deadliest attack in Israel in years. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Taliban say a strong earthquake with several aftershocks has killed dozens in western Afghanistan. The United Nations gave a preliminary figure of 320 dead, but later said the figure was still being verified. Local authorities gave an estimate of 100 people killed and 500 injured, according to the same update from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. The United States Geological Survey reported a pair of 6.3 magnitude earthquakes striking the Herat province. UN and local investigators are searching for answers at the site of a Russian missile strike on a small Ukrainian village. The strike on Thursday turned its Seoul cafe to rubble and killed nearly 52 people gathered for a dead soldier's wake, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials in Kyiv. Representatives from a UN monitoring mission have come to the preliminary conclusion that nearly all those killed were civilians, according to a UN statement shared with the AP. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Texas man who attacked the U.S. Capitol with a metal tomahawk and now promotes the sale of riot-related merchandise has been sentenced to 7 years behind bars. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Prosecutors say 46-year-old Shane Jenkins struck a window pane at the Capitol 6 times with a tomahawk, pulverizing the glass and shouting to the crowd, "Are we going in or not?" Jenkins had expressed remorse in court, but from jail, he peddles insurrection merchandise on a website with slogans like "Free the J6 Political Prisoners." He denies profiting from the merchandise, but has raised nearly $120,000 from another fundraising site. The judge, imposing a 7-year sentence, called it shameful that Jenkins is capitalizing on his role in the insurrection. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A bipartisan congressional delegation led by U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in China Saturday as the first stop on an Asian tour. While there, Schumer called out Chinese companies for fueling the U.S. fentanyl epidemic. While Chinese companies no longer make the drug, several still make the precursor chemicals used for making it. During a meeting with Shanghai Communist Party Xi Jinping, Schumer said the companies are contributing to poisoning of U.S. communities.
Every one of us knows families who have lost young men and women to fentanyl, and the fentanyl comes, 90% of the fentanyl is estimated, come from precursor chemicals that come from China, go to Mexico, and then come into the United States.
Schumer said he believes the issue is one which China and the U.S. can work together. The first week of the trial for Sam Bankman-Fried's fraud case ends with FTX's co-founder telling jurors that the 31-year-old stole customer funds from the beginning. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
FTX co-founder Gary Wang, who took a plea deal, told jurors that eventually the losses at SBF's hedge fund Alameda Research became so large that there was no way to hide them any longer. Wang testified FTX was not fine, referring to the now infamous tweet that Bankman-Fried wrote only a few days before the exchange filed for bankruptcy in November of 2022. Prosecutors allege Bankman-Fried stole billions of dollars from investors and customers in order to fund a lavish lifestyle in the Bahamas and by the influence of politicians, celebrities, and the public. Julie Walker, New York.
A community leader in eastern Congo says at least 15 people are dead after a group of children brought home an explosive device they had found while playing Friday evening. The children found the bomb near a palm oil tree and took it back with them. The device exploded while some of the adults were trying to figure out what it was. For the past 2 weeks, the region has been the scene of hostilities between local armed groups vying for control of villages. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.